Today's Shir Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the bottom line of the Amud. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Oifin Pas Ovo BePesach, Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that you may not bake on Pesach Pas Ovo. Posh Pshah Pas Ovo means thick matzah. Beis Hillel Matirim, and Beis Hillel allows one to bake thick matzah on Pesach. The Kama Passover. So ask the Gemara, and what is the Shir? What is considered Passover that Beis Shammai says one may not bake on Pesach? Amar Rav Huna, Tefach. If you have a matzah, which is a tefach wide, that's considered Passover. Why? Says the Gemara, she came and seen a lechem upon him. So that's what we find with the lechem upon him. Every Shabbos, they would change the lechem upon him. They would have the lechem upon him baked on Friday, and every Shabbos that they would take out the old lechem upon him from the shulchan every Shabbos and put in new lechem upon him into the shulchan. The lechem upon him was baked by the family of Beis Garmu, and the lechem upon him that was baked by this family of Beis Garmu, they were the experts in baking lechem upon him. Bet lechem upon him, the loch is, may not be chometz. And yet, they were able to bake a lechem upon him that was a tefach thick. So we see that you can have a matzah that's a tefach thick and still not be chometz. Maskala Rav Yosef, asked Rav Yosef, how can we bring a raya from the lechem upon him to regular matzah? Im amru bezrizim, if we speak about the Beis Garmu who were involved in the Beis HaMikdash, where we keep on discussing everything was done bezrizis. So the Beis Garmu were great experts, and they knew how to make the lechem upon him that it shouldn't be chometz. Yoimru be'enim bezrizim, the average individual who doesn't have that type of zrizus, can we be confident that he's going to be able to bake matzah that thick that won't be chametz? Imam Rupas Amela, when they baked the lechem upon him, they used to pound on it. And as we're going to learn, Asik, working with the lechem upon him, is what with the dough is what prevents it from becoming chametz. So Imam Rupasa Mela, if they said that by Pasa Mela, we don't have this concern. Yom Pasha Mela, bread that doesn't have that constant work on it that should prevent it from becoming chametz. Im Amru Be'etzim Yveshim, the wood that was used in baking the matzahs, baking the lechem upon him, was dry. The Gemara Masechta Tainis, that Lamed Aleph teaches us that the wood that they used for the lechem upon him was cut already by Tezvav Av, and since they were cut by Tezvav Av, that's when the sun is very strong, and that made sure that all the wood was completely devoid of any moisture, and when you heat and when you light wood that is very dry, it gives off a very high level of heat. So the Gemara is saying is when they used the wood in the Beis HaMikdash, since it was so dry, it gave off a lot of heat, preventing the dough from becoming chametz. Yomru, we're going to say the same by the wood that's used to bake regular bread that doesn't have such special dry wood. Yomru, the wood that we use to bake matzah is Eitzim Lachem. Im Amru, B'tanur Cham, the tanner that was used for baking the menachas, for baking the lechem upon him, was constantly in use. And because it was a constant use, it was extremely hot. Yomru, B'tanur Tzoner, the oven that's used to bake regular matzahs is not necessarily that hot. That, again, will prevent chimutz. If we set it by a metal oven, because the lechem upon him had to be baked in a klisharis. And a klisharis always has to be matchis, always has to be metal. So we baked the lechem upon him in the klimatchis, which again is extremely hot, heat, much more heat in a metal oven than a klicheris. So ask the Gemara in Omru, if they said this betana shamatchis in a metal oven that is so hot and that prevents the lechem upon him from being chometzdig. Yoimru betana shalcheris, the average oven, as we've learned previously, that they had in those days was made out of cheris, earthenware, which doesn't get that hot. So because of all of these questions, where the Gemara wanted to say that pas ava means thick matzah, and the Gemara wanted to use lechem upon him as the reason why we're supposed to use why the matzah could be up to a tefach wide, because I learned from the lechem upon him, but the Gemara just identified all of these differences between lechem upon him and regular matzah. So comments the Gemara, Amram Yirbi Ba'aba, Sheilas says Rebbe B'Yichud, I asked Rebbe B'Yichud. So Posh Pshat B'Yichud, Rashi Devar Maskel B'Yichud says that I asked him privately, was he and I alone, and I asked him this question. But then Rashi Masechta Be'ya, Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, Devar Maskel Manu, has a different definition of B'Yichud. He says that I wanted to know, B'Yichud means for the clarity. He says, I wanted to know for sure the pshat that he's going to offer me is the correct pshat. Because as we began the shir that when we read the word pas ava, the word pas ava really ought to mean thick matzah. We now are saying a new pshat in what pas ava means. So because we're going to say this new pshat, which is not the simple pshat, and what pas ava means, he wanted to be certain that the pshat that we're going to offer now is 100% correct. So he said, what is Umanu? And he said, who was the person that I asked? Who was the Rebbe of Rav Yimri Ba'aba that he asked his Rebbe? Rav. Ikedamri, Amar Rav Yimri Ba'aba, Amar Rav, Shelti is Rebbe B'Yichud, and who is the Rebbe that's being referred to here? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. My pas ava. What is the definition of pasava? It doesn't mean thick matzah. What it means is pas meruba. One is supposed to make, one should not bake much matzah in one time. You should bake matzahs one at a time. But my korle pasava. So we're not talking about the actual matzah. We're just talking about the amount of matzahs that are baked at a time. Why are many matzahs called a thick matzah? Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Nefisha Belisha. Because when you bake many matzahs, you have to knead a lot of dough. And since you have to knead a lot of dough, that's why it's called Pas Ava. Vibay Seima, Ba'asur Dahai Tana, in the place where this Tana spoke about this Braisa, the Pas Meruba, that was their vocabulary. In their vocabulary, Pas Ava was called Pas Meruba. So the maskana of the Gemara is that we're not allowed to bake certainly a thick matzah. The question is about a lot of matzah. But the Gemara never identified what is the shear of a thick matzah. So the Sfasemis says, if we look at Rashi, Devei Maskel Pas, says, B'charorin Dakin Kamer. We should use thick matzah. He says that that we should make thin matzah. And in fact, the Meiri says that we should be careful never to let a matzah be a tefach wide. But the Meiri's opinion is that a matzah is allowed to be up to a tefach wide. The Ritva, quoting the Rava, says that our minig is to make thin matzahs. He says, that doesn't mean that if you have a matzah that's less than a tefach wide, it's not a kosher matzah. He says, clearly a matzah, even if it's less than a tefach wide, can be a kosher matzah. But he says, even though you have a matzah which is less than a tefach wide, he says you should be careful to make the matzah as thin as possible, because the thinner the matzah, as we just learned in our Gemara, the less concern of chimutz. But now we've learned that the definition of pas avo means not baking many matzahs. And the Gemara goes into this machloikus. My tama, what's the reason that Beis Shammai says we may not do it? Imishum, if the issue is that we don't want you to bake on Pesach more matzah than you really need, ask the Gemara, Ma'iri b'Pesach, and because on Yom Tov we don't want you to do more than you have to, so then ask the Gemara, then this Gemara should not be speaking specifically about Pesach. I feel beyond Tov Nami. Every Yom Tov we should be concerned not to do more than we need to do, says the Gemara, and a Chanami. Beis Shammai is not speaking strictly about Pesach. V'aytan beyond Tish Pesach koi, he was teaching us Hilchus Pesach, so since he was teaching Hilchus Pesach, he mentioned this halacha. But it is not halacha that is limited to Pesach. And says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi B'Shamah Omrim, Ein Boifim Pas Ava beyond Tiv, not mentioning Pesach specifically, or B'Sil Matirim. Tan Rabbanan, Yoitzim Pas Nakia, we may bake matzah out of flour which is clean. And even though it's a high quality flour, it's still included in mat and being lechem oini. V'hadra, but we could also use, as we discussed in our previous year, whole wheat flour that still has the peel on it. V'besrikram tziorim, we're allowed to use matzah that is made out of certain designs, b'pesach. Abi sh'amru, even though they said l'chatchila, ein oisim srikim tziyam b'Pesach, one should not make designs of his matzah on Pesach, but if you have such a matzah, you can be yoytzim. Amar Yehuda, Dov is a shol b'aisit b'zun l'chachamim, he asked the chachamim, m'nei ma'i amru ein oisim srikim tziyam b'Pesach, why may such matzahs not be made on Pesach? Amar Yehuda, the chacham responded, m'nei she'isha shola, because if you're interested in making the matzah with a design, it'll take you more time to form the matzah into the design that you're looking for. And in that delayed time, machmatzta, it can become chametz. Of course, already the Ritva points out that our matzahs have holes in them. They have the perforations in them. He says, those holes don't in any way represent the design. And he already says there's no problem of making that matzahs with those design. Amulhem. So Bais Ben Zunim said, if your concern is that during the time you're trying to form the matzah into a certain design, you're going to delay and the matzah kachas v'shalom become chametz, so there's a way of avoiding that problem. Efshah she'yaseh senem b'tfus, make it in a mole, v'yikivenu kivon, and then you'll be able to bake it quickly because you'll be able to just put the dough into the mold and that will give you the design you're looking for. Amrulai. So they said, most bakers don't have those kind of molds. Yoyim recall Surikim Asurim, Surikim Baisis Matarim. Maybe Baisis, you have molds. So you don't have a problem making the matzah into a certain design. But other people don't have molds. And how will we allow? We can't make a rule that some bakers' matzahs can be in a design, and some may not. Amar Beleza, Rav Tzadik, Pamach Nachnas De'ach Abel Beis Rabbi Gamliel, V'viel L'fonov Surikim Mitzuyam B'Pesach. They brought him these types of matzahs on Pesach. Omati, Abba, Loikach Amr Chachamim, haven't we just learned that Chazal taught us, Ein Oysim Surikim Mitzuyam B'Pesach, we shouldn't use matzahs that are made into a shape on Pesach. Amalai, so he responded to me, B'ni loy shakal adam amru. Elo shalach tamar amru. The baker may not make matzah into a certain shape, because since he's selling the matzahs commercially, he wants them, if he's going to make it into a certain shape, he's going to want to make sure that it's made really nicely. And that could cause delay. But if we make it at home, homemade, we're not that strict that it should be so nice. And therefore, it could be in a design. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. If it's made by a baker, as we just learned, bakers have molds, and therefore they can make matzahs with a design quickly. where were Chazal machmer shel kol adam? By everybody else, they don't have the design, they don't have the molds, and we need to be concerned. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Oisin Sarikin, we're allowed to make matzahs that are in a shape, kamin rikikim, as long as they're very thin. Ein Oisim Sarikim, however, we may not make matzahs that are in a shape, kamin gluskos, when they're thick. Because, as we learned earlier in our shir, whenever we're dealing with thick matzahs, we need to be concerned much more for chametz. So we're going to have a double concern that the matzahs are thick, where there's a concern, plus that they've formed into a shape, which causes a concern, such matzahs may not be made. So even though our Gemara said the matzahs may not be made into a shape, because that's a concern of chimutz. But what about making different tchalas or cakes in a shape? So Dagel Mavova and Simon Shin Mem Sif Gimel discusses the issue of cakes that have on them different decorations. They have different lettering. And the question is, could you eat such a cake Shabbos, Yom Tov? Because the concern is that you're breaking the letters, and there's a concern of Moichik on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says, over here, it's not the cake itself, the matzah itself. When is that concern, he explains, is when on top of your cake, you have a decoration that's a letter, that's a word, and now we have a concern that you're breaking that letter or word or design or picture on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Here, it's the actual matzah itself that is made into a certain shape. The issue of mechika, when you have something on a cake, is when it's not the actual cake or bread itself. But when you have the cake or bread itself in a certain shape, there nobody would be concerned that that's considered mechika. And that's why the Gemara, if not for the consideration of chimutz, or on other Yom Tovim, where that consideration doesn't exist, doesn't speak about this problem. Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah, Masech Techala. So the Torah HaKadosh tells us, "V'hoyeh ba'ochlechem alechem aretz, terimu terimu la'ashem." The pasuk says, "Reishis arisoseichem, chal terimu terimu, k'trumas goyim kein terimu aysei." The Torah teaches us that when we bake, when we make a dough a certain size, the halacha is you have to take off challah. And now our Gemara begins a discussion about different types of matzahs, including the issue of different types of matzahs, is there a chiyuv chal or not? So Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah Masechta Chala Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet teaches us hasufganim, which are dough that's made like a sponge, like a donut. Vadufshanim, those that are fried in honey. Viskritin, those that are made out of a loose batter. The chalas hamasrich, which we're going to discuss in a moment, v'meduma, bread that's made out of a mixture of challah, a mixture of truma and chulin, all of them are p'turim and challah, and not mechuyev and challah, because the Torah says that it has to be challah, and it also has to be lechem aretz. The Torah says by challah, as we said before, terimu teruma l'Hashem. You have to take off, what you're taking off is truma. If it already has in a truma, then it cannot be considered terimu truma l'Hashem. And therefore, if you have a mixture of truma and chulin, it cannot. There's no chiyuv chala on that. My chalas hamasreis. So we mentioned chalas hamasreis and asked the Gemara, what is chalas hamasreis? Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, ze cholot shabalabatim. That is when you take the dough and you put it into boiling water. That's not the way bread is baked. Bread is not boiled in boiling water, and therefore that's not considered lechem. Amar Reish Lakish, halalu, the various types of bread that were just mentioned in our Mishnah that we just quoted, besides, of course, meduma, masa alfasim, were made all in a frying pan, not in an oven. And challah is only considered challah when it's baked in an oven. And if it's not baked in an oven, then it's not considered bread, that it should be considered challah. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mas ifas chayavim. Just because you prepare the dough in a frying pan does not take it out of the category of lechem. It's still considered lechem. Halalu, but the various types of bread that we just discussed, osim b'chama, were baked in the sun. And since they were baked in the sun, the halacha is they're not considered bread. So there's a big discussion in the Paiskim. Here we say that bread, to be considered bread, has to be baked in the sun. So the question has to be baked in an oven. So there was a big discussion already in the years ago. The Shas Tshuvas Machzav Avrom Siman Kof Hei discusses the traditional type of oven that was always used to bake matzahs was a wood oven, where they had pieces of wood in the oven that they put fire to. That gave off tremendous heat. And the question is, can they use such an oven for baking? So that was the oven that was always used for baking matzah. When they started having gas ovens or electric ovens, the question is, can you use such ovens for baking matzah? So he, in the Tshuva de Siman Kuf Hei, says that as long as it's a normal type of oven, the halacha is, that's considered fine. The Shar Mitzion B'Halacha says that l'chatchila, one should not use that type of an oven. But most Paiskim are of the opinion that you may use such an oven. I saw that Rav Yosher Zatzal also discusses this oven. He says that certainly a gas oven which has a tremendous amount of heat is considered an oven that could be used for baking matzahs. I did see that somebody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how could you say there's a concern about you? Why does the Gemara say that baking matzahs in the sun is not considered a valid way of baking matzahs? He was asked that the matzahs that were baked in the Midbar, in the Klai Yisrael, the first Pesach, the matzahs we know were baked in their knapsacks that they were carrying out of Mitzrayim. So we see that the first matzahs that Klai Yisrael ever had were baked in the sun. So he answered, their original plan was to bake them out in the oven. Just because, for L'yochlas Mameya, they had to leave Mitzrayim very quickly. And because they had to leave Mitzrayim very quickly, there was no time, and that the story happened as it happened, they got baked in the sun. We're talking about matzahs that were baked with the original intention that they be baked in the sun. That's what the Gemara is saying is not considered matzahs. Ask the Gemara on Rish Lakish's opinion from the Brisa that says, Asuf Ganav Adavshanim Vaskritim, Osim Be'ilfis, if they were made in a frying pan, Chayovim Dechai Bechala. Bechama, if they were made out in the sun, Peturim. Rish Lakish says that whenever you bake bread in the frying pan, the halacha is that they're potter from challah. Isn't this tiyufta, the Rish Lakish, where Rish Lakish says that frying pan bread can never be chayv and challah? Answers the Gemara, Amma Ula Amma Lak Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Hakamai Skinen, Shir Siach. First you heat it up, the frying pan, on an oven, Ulub Saif Hidbek, and then you put the dough on it. That is a normal type of baking. That type of baking is the type of baking that they baked in the oven. So even though you actually used a frying pan, the halacha is that it's still going to be chayiv. Avol, that means hidbek l'b'soif hersiach. But if you had put the dough in and then heated up the frying pan, my, what would be the halacha? According to Rish Lakish, hachanami p'turim, that would not be chayiv and challah. So ask the Gemara, if that indeed is the halacha, ask the Gemara, Adatani Sefer, what did the Sefer tell us? That osu b'chama p'turim, that if you made it in the in the son Yepater, you could have told us even a bigger chiddush. Listen, if you listen to the dog. When is there a chiv chala if you first heat it up the when is you chayv chala if you heat it up the frying pan and then put in the dough? If you put in the dough and then heat it up the frying pan, turim, what do you have to come up with a case where they put it out in the what do you have to come up with a case which, as we said, is unusual that they put it out in the sun? Also, I saw another teretz. Why the challah, the matzahs that were baked in Mitzrayim, even though they were baked in the sun, is not a problem. Because I saw that when they left Mitzrayim, the sun was very strong. So since when they left Mitzrayim, the sun was very strong, then even dough baked in the sun is going to be chayiv challah. So answers the Gemara, chsum echsvechotani. This way, Rish Lakish is going to interpret the brisa. But Medvar Mamurim, when is dough baked in a frying pan? Chayv Mechala, Shesich Lebesoif Hidbik, Avil Hidbik Lebesoif Resiach, Nas Kamish Asim Mechama, it's treated like it's baked in the sun, Upaturim. So Gemara asks another question on Rish Lakish. Toshma, Yoitzim Matzahina, we could use Matzahina that was baked for matzah. The word hina means that it wasn't baked all the way. We find the word no. The halach is that the Karim Pesach, atoichu memenu no, and we're going to learn a mitzvah shem later in the Masechta, means you shouldn't eat it when it's not completely cooked. So here too, we have a matzah that's not baked all the way, or a matzah, suyba elfis. And here it says expressly that matzah that's baked in a frying pan is fine. Hachinami answers the Gemara was speaking about a case Shasiach Lepsoif Hidbik that Rish Lakish agrees that such challah, such matzah is considered full-fledged matzah. As the Gemara we just discussed, my matzahina, what is the definition of matzahina? Amar Yehuda Mishmul, kol sheparso, as long as you could break the matzah, vein chutim neshachem emenu. So Gemara now is teaching us that whenever you want to test a matzah, to make sure that it's not considered, that there's no problem, is if you break it and there are no strands of dough still connected. That's a proof that it was adequate, that was a proof that it's adequately baked. However, the Noida Behuda points out that this type of test that we want to do on dough to determine if it's still chametz or not, is only valid to be done when the matzah is still warm. Once the matzah is cold, this test is not a useful test. As we discussed and will discuss, somebody who is obligated to bring a carbon toida has to bring along with it 40 loaves, 10 loaves of 4 different types of loaves. There were 3 of the types are matzah. The chalos, rekikim, and revuka, and one is chametz. The halacha is that the types that have to be matzah, if we want to make sure that they indeed fall into the category of matzah, we do this test. Ask the Gemara, pshita. Of course, that's the case by chalos toida. Hocha, regarding Pesach, lechem ksiv, for hocha, but a lach v'toida, it says lechem. So obviously what is good for matzah on Pesach that we just said is going to be good for carbon toida. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? Answers the Gemara, ma'atei mahoil v'ksiv, since the Torah when discussing the lach v'toida says v'hikriv mimenu echem mikol carbon, that you have to, when you bring the 40 loaves, you give one of each one of the types to the kohen, and we learned echad teaches us shlo yitol poros. We have to give the kohen a full loaf; it can't be broken. Hachi command the priest adamya. Then, when it's not baked all the way, it's considered not like a whole loaf, and therefore, even though if it passes the test of the chutin, maybe it still will not be considered a kosher matzah, for the lach mei toida kamash malam. So Tanna Gemara has addressed the opinion of Rav Resh Lakish. Now the Gemara attempts to address the opinion of Rav Yochanan. Meisvei, the Mishnah Masechta Chala, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, teaches us Hami'isa. We'll soon see what that is. B'shamim Poitrim. B'shamim says a Mi'isa type of loaf is Potif Chala or B'shil Machayim. HaChalita, the Chalita type, B'shamai, just the opposite. B'shamai Machayim and B'shil Poitrim. So the Bryce explains, Eza Mi'isa ve'eza Chalita. Hamitza is Kemen al Gabi Mugoloshim. If you pour flour on top of boiling water, that's Mi'isa. And you bake it, that's called Mi'isa. HaChalita is just the opposite. When you put Mugoloshim, boiling water, al Gabi Kemach on top of flour. Both types of bread that were baked by scalding them with boiling water, doesn't make a difference if the water is on top, if the water is on the bottom, liftor. The halach is that you're not chayiv in chala. Vamrlei, and there's a different version, the bread baked in either of these fashions are chayiv. V'acham oimrim, the chama have a different approach. Echad zeh v'echad zeh, both the me'isa and the chalita, osam be'ilfis, if they were baked in a frying pan, potter, there is no chayiv chala, and if they were baked betanur, if they were baked in a regular oven, the chayiv. Ask the Gemara, according to the Tanakama, that according to that the machloikas of Beishamai Beisilu, and there's a machloikas between Beishamai, between Me'isa and Chalita, that there's a difference if the hot water is on top or the hot water is on the bottom. So the question is, why should that make a difference? Why should it make a difference where the water is? And as the Rishonim point out, even though in Hilchas Issa V'Heter, there is a concept of Tetar Gover, Ilah Gover, there's a difference if you have a mixture of two foods, if the hot food is on the top or the hot food is on the bottom. But that's a concept that applies to Blias. How do Blias travel? Do they travel with the law? Do they travel with the Tatar? But here we're not speaking in our shir about Blias. So we're not speaking in our shir about Blias. Why should it make a difference? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'chen Amar Rabbi Yehuda V'itayim Rabbi Shu Ben Levi. K'machloikus b'zu. Kach machloikus b'zu. You're right. That whatever is the halacha by Me'isa should be the halacha by Chalita or vice versa. We learned in the Mishnah that we quoted from Masechta Chala that had a different version, that had one, that Beis Shammai being lenient by Me'isa and Beis Hillel being lenient by Chalita. We have to say Misha Shanazu, Lashanazu. We're talking about two separate Tanon. And the Tana that holds Beis Shammai holds the Beis Shammai is always lenient, both by Me'isa and by Chalita. And the Beis Hillel is always machmer, both by Me'isa and Me'chalita. And the other Tana holds just the opposite, that Beis Hillel is always lenient, both by Me'isa and Chalita. And Beis Shammai is always machmer, both by Me'isa and Chalita. But continues the Gemara with the question on Rabbi Yochanan. Ketanim is, the Brice that we learned taught us, V'chamayimer echad zeh v'echad zeh, both Me'isa and Chalita, osim be'ilfis, if they were made in a frying pan, potter, then there's no chiv chala. Tanner, if they were baked in an oven, there's a chiv chala. So you have to do Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said earlier that something baked in a frying pan is still considered full-fledged baked, and it's chala. Yet here we see a tanner that differentiates if it's baked in a tanner or baked in a frying pan. Amma loch Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to say the machloikis, if being baked in a frying pan is or isn't considered baked, is actually the machloikis tanoimi. And I was saying my opinion that according to the opinion that of Tanoim that holds that being baked in a frying pan is considered baked and should be considered chala. I follow those opinion. The Tanya, Yochel Yeh Me'isa V'Chalita Chayav M'Chala. The Braisa teaches us, we would think that Me'isa V'Chalita Achayav M'Chala Tam Loimer Milechem. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Lechem Alofi B'Tanah. So we clearly have a Tana, says Rabbi Yochanan, that holds the bread is only considered bread if it was baked in an oven. I don't concur with him. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama. But the question is, isn't that exactly what the Tanakama said? So what's this Tana adding? Says the Gemara, Ma'ase Ilsa Sikvinayda. Machloikis is as follows. Tanakama Sover, Ma'ase Ilsa Chayovin. Something baked in a frying pan can be considered challah. There's a new tour in our Gemara, Amisa v'chalita. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, myself as Peturim, if it's baked in a frying pan, it doesn't make a difference how it's baked. Under all situations, it's considered not challah. Says the Gemara, that's not the way necessarily to explain the Braisa. Because the Kul Alma, everybody could hold the Masa Ilfas as Peturim, that something that's baked in a frying pan is potter from challah. The machlokes is, after they baked it in the frying pan, then they put it into an oven. Tanakam is sover. The Tanakam's opinion is, once you re-bake it in the oven, even though it was originally baked in a frying pan, lechem kreinim bay, it's still considered lechem, and it will be chayv and challah. If you do sover, and lechem ala ofen batanam yikara, it's only if it was baked originally in an oven. Mikara lab kivan the mikara lab tanafia, and something baked originally in a frying pan did not start off in an oven. And since it didn't start off in the oven, lav lechem hu, it's not considered lechem. So I saw that the Paiskim asked that we know that the halacha is on Shabbos, ein afia achafia. If something is baked, it's not, and then you rebake it with the raisa, you're certainly not considered that you did the maisa fiyah on Shabbos. So ask the Egli Tal, why in our Gemara is the Gemara saying, according to the Tanakama, that once you baked it in a frying pan and then you put it into the tanner, it's considered bread? Isn't there a concept of ein afiyah, echa afiyah? So he says that there's a halacha by ksiva as well. The halacha by ksiva is ein kosev, ein ksav agav ksav. That if you have words written out, and after you have words written out, you write on top of those letters, that's not considered a maisa ksiva. However, if you accomplish something with that maisa ksiva, then the halacha is that it is considered a maisa ksiva. So he says, the Egli Tal, that since as far as hilchas challah, as we're learning in our Gemara, since as far hilchas challah, it does accomplish something that when you put it into the oven, even though you had originally baked it in the ilfis, so since you accomplish something, that's why we don't say enafia achafia. Amar Rav my time of Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that even if you baked it originally in a frying pan and then you put it into an oven, it's potter from challah? The ksiva offer esa noshim lachmechem betanar echad. I learn from here, lechem hafi betanar echad. If it's baked in an oven, kari lechem, it's called lechem. Shein offer betanar echad, but if it's not baked in an oven, and kari lechem, it's not considered lechem. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rav of Rav Yosef, Achuri de Rav Zera, Yosef Rav Zera kamei de Ula, Amalei Rabbi le Rav Zera, by my name of Ula, please ask Ula the following question. Hidbik b'mifnim, if somebody put the Isa into the frying pan, v'siach b'b'chutz, and then he put the entire frying pan on a fire, what's going to be the halacha with this dough? Will this be considered Mais Ilfis? The Resh Lakish says that it's part of challah. Or maybe dough being baked this way will be considered regular dough and be chayif. Amalei, my Amalei. So Rav Zera said to Rava, what should I say? Di aminalei, Amalei, haimni maisa ilfis. Of course it's maisa ilfis. Why should it be different than any other maisa ilfis? The Resh Lakish says maisa ilfis is not chayif challah. Amalei Rav Yosef Rav Zera. So he said that is not a question. But what you should ask him, he says, is, Mula, ask Ula, hidmik mefnim. If somebody put the dough inside the frying pan, vavuka kenegdoi, and he put fire on top of that frying pan, and that's how the dough inside the frying pan gets baked. Mahu. What's going to be the halacha on that? Isa. Do we say, since there's fire directly on top of the stove, that's going to be considered like a tanner? Or, still, it's in a frying pan, and once it's in a frying pan, it's not chai b'chala. Amalei, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Yosef, Mayami Amalei, what's the question? Dei Aminalei, if I will ask it, Amalei, we have a name, I said, most people, most poor people, bake that way. And that's the way they use an ilfus, and it's in the category of an ilfus. So Agmar clearly taught us that according to Rish Lakish, Maisa ilfus is potter. But Rabbeinu Tam makes a very important point. He says, when Agmar, according to Rish Lakish, which clearly the halacha follows that way, says that if something is baked in a frying pan, it's not considered challah, that's only if you used a blila raka. A blila raka means a loose batter. But if you have a real dough and you bake it, doesn't make a difference where you bake it, but whether in a regular oven or in an ilfus, it's considered full-fledged lechem and it's considered chai b'chala. The Rash disagrees. He says, and we said this word earlier from Chaim Kamenetsky, that it depends what your intention was. If your original intention was to bake it in the oven, even though ultimately you baked it in ilfus, it's chai b'chala. But if you originally intended to bake it in a frying pan, it's not chai b'chala. The Rosh says, according to this, if you bake a bread and you originally didn't intend to use that bread for regular consumption, you wanted to bake the bread to serve it to animals, so then it's not considered, again, he says, now that we're learning that we look at your original intention, whatever was your original intention makes the difference. And if your original intention was not to serve it to people, it will not be considered lechem. Our Gemara discussed how we have to bake the matzahs thin. We have to bake the matzahs in a way that are not chutin nimshamchem, that when we break open the matzah, there are no strands of dough connecting the two sides of the break. The Mishnah Berura in Siman Tov Samach Aleph Sif Katan Tezvav says there's another way of determining that the matzah is no problem with chametz, and he says that's if karmu b'ne'o. If the outside of the matzah is well baked, if you see that the matzah is karmu b'ne'o, then you don't have to be concerned of any question of chametz. The one question that does come up is that even if the matzah is well baked, there may be particles of flour that didn't get properly baked. And if they didn't get properly baked, those particles of flour can now become chametz. And that's where the minig of not eating gebraks or shruya came from. Because if there are particles of flour on your matzah that weren't baked, and then you'll put your matzah into water, so flour and water is where, of course, you could have chimutz if they sit there long enough. That's why there were people, different communities, that didn't eat shruya. Because even though the matzah is a perfectly good matzah, if you have those particles of flour on the matzah, we need to be concerned what could happen on Pesach.